And now, Flora Lichtman is here with the video pick of the week. What do we have this week?
Hi, Joe. This week, we have a video put together by our producer, Catherine Wells. And it's about another kind of robot, one that doesn't sing and dance. But It does make some people's dreams come true, I think.
Okay. And all right. So I'm intrigued. What's going on?
It is the Espresso Book Machine. It runs about $100,000. And Catherine visited the McNally Jackson bookstore in New York and talked with one of the book buyers there, John Turner, about this machine and why they have it. It prints books, basically.
So why do you need a robot to print a book? There's printing presses to print books.
Well, this is a good question. First of all, the robot will print books that are in the public domain but out of print. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that opens up some new opportunities. And I think the major kind of excitement about this is that if you have your Great American Novel on your desktop, you could go to this bookstore and print it out as long as you put it as a PDF file and design your own cover.
You know, we just were talking about robots as performers on stage, now robots as... I think my concept of a robot is being shattered because I still think of, you know, Robbie from Lost in Space with its arms filling. I guess robots mean a lot of different things now.
This is really kind of like a souped-up Xerox machine. But it does make some neat beeping noises.
I'm sure his mother is not going to be happy about that.
And you can see it.
Souped-up Xerox. Well, okay. You
can
see
it. On
our website. Go see it on our website.
See it for yourself.
There you go. Don't take our word for it. All right. Thanks, Flora.
Thanks, Joe.
And that's it for today's program. Our program's senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Bergquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Intagliata, Catherine Wells, and Alessio Shubayak. Neil Rausch is our technical director, and at the controls here in New York is Manoli Weatherill. If you missed a part of this program or others, go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast, audio and video. Go to our website at sciencefriday.com and take SciFry along with you on your iPhone and Android apps and continue a week-long discussion on Twitter at SciFry. Join us on Facebook, too, if you'd like to write to us. Please send your letters to Science Friday, 4 West 43rd Street, Room 306, New York, New York, 10036. Or you can email us. The address is scifry@sciencefriday.com. And do check out Todd Machover's opera and work. It's pretty remarkable stuff. In New York, I'm Joe Palca.